For 4 harrowing hours today at Virginia Tech, site of the worst mass shooting in American history.
It just really shook me as a student. All of a sudden, this, you know, safe environment, safe place, didn't feel so safe anymore.
Drew Piatek was a theater major attending the University at Buffalo at the time of the Virginia Tech shootings. Piatek is the writer, director, and producer of this play. He co-wrote it with a friend, creating a plot that is perfectly fitting to the current events of today.
You know, any kind of violent gun violence or violence in schools, it you know, hits a chord with me because I've been keeping track, unfortunately.
Piatek was on the UB campus the day the shots rang out at Virginia Tech and was disturbed by such a tragedy.
It's tough, you know. Even though it's not your campus, it feels like the larger community, and we can empathize, and I think that's what happened. You know, I saw something at another campus happen and was really shaken by it.
It's a really important piece, and I think that it's a great tool to spark a conversation.
UB student Jessie Miller is the student producer of the show. Miller says she believes this play will launch important community conversations about why this is occurring.
The most powerful thing is watching the characters and how they start off normal, like going throughout their day, and just watching them as the play progresses and how they are affected by their surroundings. It will start off as a normal day in class, normal day, like coming in from the weekend and the teacher coming in, getting the class to settle down, and then all of a sudden, complete turn of events.
It's something that I do worry about on campus, especially with the current climate that we're in, just because, you know, it's a very real thing.
UB student Le'Aaron Jass is portraying the character of Sue, described as an abrasive college student going about her normal routine on campus, but ends up in direct danger.
It's interesting because it's one of those things where you can't predict how you would react until you're put in. And that's a thing across the board with, if you're put in a life-threatening situation, you can't really predict how you would react. And my character specifically reacts in not the smartest way. It's a good example of what you shouldn't do, but there also is a lot of strong things of, like, I have a lot of respect for how she reacts.
Powerful events will unfold on stage with 2 active shooters emerging. UB freshman Taylor Hall is also playing a student character, Katie.
I do come into direct contact with the shooters, and I'm interrogated throughout the show, like in the show as well. And Katie is not only dealing with just the event itself, but a lot of her own personal life is kind of crumbling throughout the show. She's learning things that she didn't know before, and it's kind of like a lot of reality checks for her and what she could have done differently in her life. And the event is really opening her eyes and making her regret a lot of things.
Each of these characters will provide a teachable moment for the audience.
From an audience perspective, everyone is going to connect to a different character. By playing those different types, every person is going to reach out and be like, I think I would react in that way. And that's something that's important. We are trying to connect with the audience and show them this. And I think it's really important that we have those different perspectives.
I think school shootings is a multifaceted and complicated issue that has many points.
Actor Angelo Heimowitz is a SUNY Fredonia graduate. He plays a student who turns into the shooter.
I am the shooter.
What is that like for you to play such a dark role?
It definitely has its struggles playing the shooter.
Will we know why the shooter is there?
Yes. He is very loud and willing to talk about why he's there and the reasons behind it. And he has a message that he wants to say.
This play comes with a parental warning. It has very difficult content. But the director-producer says he is encouraging high school students to attend. Talkbacks will follow each show. It'll give the community a chance to discuss their views. This disturbing topic will offer society a chance to think deeply and face reality in searching for solutions.
We all come from a place of opposing views. We want the same solution. So it's about coming together for those opposing views in the hopes that we can find a solution together as a community.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.